the politically divisive Donald Trump was in Syracuse last night to help raise money for the Onondaga County Republican Party. A few hundred people paid to hear Trump, who has been flirting with a run for governor, even though this wasn't a campaign stop. WRVO's Ryan Delaney reports.
The real estate mogul and reality TV star ad-libbed for more than a half hour. His comments flowed from high taxes to gun control, which he called a catastrophe, to the Startup New York program, which he called egregious. He also said drilling for natural gas is the greatest thing upstate New York could do for its economy. Trump bashed Republicans in the state who have endorsed Governor Andrew Cuomo. That list includes Onondaga County Executive Joni Mahoney, though Trump didn't name names and Mahoney didn't attend. He says he absolutely believes a Republican can beat Cuomo this fall.
I think that it's a state that could absolutely be won. And it could almost, it's so important, it could almost turn around the whole psyche of the country if that happened.
Trump says Rob Astorino, the Westchester County executive who is already running, has two problems, no money and no name recognition. As for running for governor himself, Trump said what he's been saying for a few months. He'll run if the Republican Party unites behind him. He told the crowd he'll make a decision very soon. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.
So how did the 300 Republicans in the room like Trump? As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, he hit all the notes they wanted to hear.
Trump got the crowd pumped with a speech that touched on the issues that appealed to Republicans, like Onondaga County lawmaker Casey Jordan.
He was saying things that I've been saying for years, how we're too highly taxed. That we should be developing the resources that we have.
Syracuse GOP Chairman Bob Andrews says Trump's laid-back style of speaking with no notes appealed to him.
I think said it like it is. It said it like not a politician would talk, kind of off the cuff. And I think that's, refreshing, really.
So does that mean these Republican supporters like him over Rob Astorino, the Westchester County executive who announced his plans to run for governor last week? Onondaga County GOP Chair Tom Dady says it's too early to say.
There's a lot of posturing and there's a lot of talk going on right now. The reality is our convention's in mid-May, and I'll make a prediction that the Republican Party will come out of that event unified behind whoever our candidate for governor is.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.